Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? Let's turn it over to the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? I'm Mike McGivern, live at State Fair Park. We're here for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Doors open up at 10 o'clock. Stop by. We are in the middle of aisle 600. Stop by and say hello. Being in West Dallas, State Fair Park, I thought it would be good to bring in a couple of West Dallas guys. First is Evan Rosa. He is the head football coach, I guess year two.
Yep, year two.
Year two head football coach. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The head football coach at West Dallas Hill. He is a boy that can come home. He played at West Dallas Hill. He was on the staff and became the head football coach last year. Timing wasn't perfect, but that's okay. Yeah. Because as football guys, you call an audible and we go with it. We're going to talk a lot about the youth football program here in West Dallas with West Dallas Hill. Again, with the head football coach at West Dallas Hill, along with a couple of players, we're going to get to them in the second break and talk to them about playing in that youth football program. Evan, thanks for stopping by. How you been?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, as when we talked on the phone, I told you that I was going to have the Allstate Insurance agent from West Dallas join us for a couple of reasons. One, they sponsor this show, and I can't do these kinds of shows without guys like Caleb Windmeyer. And he is the Allstate agent in West Dallas, and I wanted to introduce you guys. You being a relatively young new coach, he being a guy in West Dallas that wants to really build his business and brand with West Dallas people in West Dallas, I thought it'd be a good networking opportunity for both of you guys. And Caleb, it's nice to meet you. How you been?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. How you been?
Good. Welcome back to radio, pal.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. He came in and recorded his spot and did it in about 15 seconds. He did phenomenal. And I said, hey, that was easy. He said, I used to do some radio back in Idaho.
Yeah, I was a college DJ back in Idaho, and it was fun to get back in the booth and record the commercial and then join you here today.
Hey, before we get to Evan and this youth football program, why is it important, Caleb, for you to be part of the community in West Dallas and you know, want to be here to meet Evan and meet these kids and that whole idea of being part of that community that you serve is important. Why?
Yeah, exactly. Just like you said, Mike, being part of the community, being able to help the schools, help the coaches, be able to sponsor the teams and players and just help out with whatever we can to, one, build our brand here in the West Dallas area. And then youth athletics is something that is very important to me, something that I did, obviously, when I was in high school, and I know something that my boys are going to do. I've got two boys.
They're sitting right there. What are their names?
Owen and Simon.
Owen and Simon. How old are they?
They are 8 and 6, and they are very active in sports. They love football, basketball. They're doing wrestling right now. baseball in the summer, so we keep him busy.
So obviously, what a perfect show for you to be a part of. Yeah, and you might want to start. I know you can't recruit like us, like us private school boys do, but you know what? Or they say we do. That's all I'm saying. I don't agree that there's a difference between highly recommending and suggesting and recruiting. Big long, big thick line. Hey, we're going to be joined by a couple of players. What players, Evan, did you bring with us?
I brought two juniors that are going to be seniors next year. Jacob Johnson, he played at a high level defensive back, and Andrew Berger. He's an offensive defensive lineman, looking for big things out of both of them next year.
Hey, so let's talk a little bit about your background. Speaking of offensive linemen, right? I got a scholarship to play at Minnesota State University at Mankato. Tell us about the jump going from West Ellis Hale to playing at that level.
Well, it was quite a shock. I mean, in terms of speed of the game, you know, your GMC is a really tough conference. It was tough back then too, and I think that helped prepare me a little more for college. But definitely the speed of the game. It's a learning curve when you get to the next level. All the intricacies of the offense, and you know, we were predominantly a wishbone team, and you know, we're in offensive line stances that were, you know, flat backed, and then you got to come out and try to pass that, and haven't done that quite as often. So, but you know, it was a good experience.
Yeah, and the educational side, and being away from home, mm-hmm. and being able to make some decisions as, and I'll put quotations, as a young adult.
Yeah.
Those challenges, Evan, I was sure that, because you're a young guy, you can speak to it. When a kid like Jacob wants to go play at the next level, or Andrew wants to play at the next level, you can address all of that.
Yep.
And I think that really, these kids are still going to listen to you because you're not that far removed from being a Husky.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the first year was definitely the hardest. I mean, being that far away from home, 5.5 hours away from home, it's not like you can just hop in your car and drive back to West Dallas.
Right.
So, That aspect definitely. It was good to have coaches that were, you know, kept stayed in touch. People like Scott Pritzel.
Sure.
You know, talk with him throughout my college career, who helped a ton.
So I've been both an assistant coach and a head coach in basketball, and sliding over 6 to 8 inches on the bench is it's about 8 miles, man. It really is the difference between being an assistant, and I think I was a better assistant coach than I was a head coach. Hmm. And those few inches on the bench, man, it might as well be 8 miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you got now the paperwork. You're the head of the program. And so my question to you, and you got into this late into the game, so year two is going to be a different story for you. But did you have any idea what you were getting into?
I had a little bit of an idea. Didn't realize how much, you know, paperwork and, like, the little things that come up during a season. You know, first year was like drinking water out of fire hose, you know. But, you know, I'm looking forward to this next season because you got a lot more time to prepare for things. Can sit down with coaches, have more meetings, have more clinics, and be more prepared for the GMC.
Yeah. Well, I think, and I just mentioned, but I talked to you a lot on the phone, and I think they made a good decision with you. And that whole Bon Jovi song, "You Can't Come Home," when you were in college, did you think that being a head football coach on the high school level is something that was in your future?
You know, I think at the time when I was going to college, I didn't really think about coaching that much. When I got into teaching, I taught at a small rural school in Minnesota, in Janesville. You know, when I started teaching, then I started getting more involved with that aspect of coaching. And, you know, I didn't think I was going to ever come back to West Dallas by any means. But it just so happened.
Nobody does, but they all do, don't they?
Yeah. So it just so happened there was an opportunity here a few years ago, and I applied for it. At that time, I was the interim head coach at JWP. And when that opportunity came up, I jumped all over it, and thank Eric for, you know, making sure that I was aware of that opportunity, because I wouldn't be able to come back.
Yeah. Hey, this is the U Sports Show, so let's talk a little bit about this Junior Husky program. And we'll talk to Jacob and Andrew because they came through the program.
Yep.
And I think it's important to talk to kids that have been through it. I know talking to you on the phone, you said, look, the program's doing really well. We want to make some tweaks. We want to make some changes. And I'll get this out of the way because I told you I was going to have to yell at you on the air. But you can handle it because you're a big boy. But you know what? We have to make sure the websites are cleaned up a little
Absolutely.
Bit. When a guy like me goes to research it and I'm finding stuff from 07, that makes me think, okay, we need to make sure that we get this thing updated. And if you want to get it to the level that it should be and it has to be, that's the kind of small stuff when parents are looking, hey, I might want to get my kids involved with Junior Husky stuff. We got to make sure that we're in front of them with good stuff. So there you go. That's my getting up on the soapbox and telling
right.
you, got to get this thing done. Your idea of a youth football program and the way it should be run, you said, look, ours has been run pretty well, and I just want to make some minor tweaks to make sure that it gets to a different level. Where did you learn about that, and do you ask other coaches, other people that are involved in youth programs throughout the area, how they run theirs?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely network. One of my good friends, Jim Micklig, his son's now in the youth programs over in Waterford. And so I talk with him quite a bit about, you know, youth sports and that aspect. And he was the defensive coordinator for Muskego a few years ago. And, you know, I definitely try to network to try to figure out ways to improve the youth sports. And you're right. I mean, it's definitely in the details when you don't have a website up that hasn't been.
Correct.
You know, since 07, you know, those things matter.
They do. They really matter. And I know it's funny, Coach, because to some people it's not that important. But for first reaction, first view, that's the way they're going to learn about you. Let's make sure it looks good and everything is up to date so people can get the information they need. And I know that you'll take care of that. What do you teach at the school, by the way?
Health and Phy Ed.
Okay. And you're at the high school, so you
yep.
get to see these guys
yep.
all day long. I think that's important. You know what's going on in their lives. You know if they're putting the sweat equity in, mm-hmm. if they're in the weight room. I know that Jacob over there is going to spend all, you know, that's all he does is he's in the weight room, him and Andrew,
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Are they multi-sport athletes?
Yep. Baseball. Jacob plays baseball. Berger plays baseball. I don't know. They used to do, I think, track as well.
Okay.
So they are multi-sport athletes.
A lot of football guys are, if they're not playing anything that season, they're getting
their
boys in track and field. That's for sure. We are joined. He is the head football coach at West Dallas Hale, and we're talking Junior Husky football. Wanted to introduce you to this young man, though. He decided to be a head football coach in one of the best football conferences in the state. It is. You know, there might be a couple, but they're in that conversation. And he's got a tough road. They week in and week out, they have to play some of the best football players in this area. And then when they think, you know what, maybe it's not one of the best teams in the state, but it's their crosstown rival. By the way, what were those games like for you when you played West Dallas Central?
They were fun growing up. You know, the stadium was always packed, you know. Seems like the whole city of West Dallas would, you know, close down and come to the game kind of thing. Looking forward to having them back in
guys,
the conference.
Old guys my age come back with their jacket on and still – the old guys from Hale still yelling at the old guys from Central, man. It's just ridiculous. And I told you I did a segment for Around the Corner in West Dallas. I went to a Central Hale baseball game. I've been to high school baseball games. There's 20 people there. There's like 300 people at this game. I couldn't park. I'm like, where is there a concert? What's going on here? But you know what? Because my mama did not raise a dumb boy, I had a Hale jersey on and a Central jacket because I was not getting beat up that day. Nobody was throwing anything at me that day. But you're right. And we had this conversation. It's to not focus in on one game.
Yep.
It's not the Super Bowl.
No.
Is it a rivalry game? You bet. Do we want to bring a little oomph to it? But let's make sure that we take care of business before the game with the schedule and after the game as well. If we win one game and it's Central, that's not a winning
mm-hmm.
season. That's hard to, right? These kids, they grow up knowing we don't like the Bulldogs much.
Yeah. I mean, like when I was growing up, we didn't have necessarily borders. So, like, I was playing in youth sports. I was playing on the Badgers at the time. And, you know, I was playing with a lot of kids that went to Central. So, I mean, growing up, it kind of adds to that rivalry growing up. You're playing with, you know, kids that you play football with all your life. So.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, let's get to a break. Caleb, you played where? Where'd you grow up? Idaho?
I grew up in Idaho.
So
yep.
did you play multiple sports, youth
yeah,
sports?
I played football, baseball, I wrestled, did track.
Did them all.
Pretty much a something was going on, I was there.
Man, that's good stuff. He is the All-State insurance agent here in West Dallas. Let me give you a couple details on Caleb. And, again, because of my friends and our partners on this show is the reason we get to do this kind of stuff. And Caleb is one of the good guys. He is at 3008 South 108th Street, right in the middle of West Dallas, 414-546-4550. 546-4550. And you can go to agents.allstate.com and Caleb Widmeier.
Yep.
W-I-D-M-I-E-R is how you would find him. And they're going to be with us. I'm going to cut these guys loose for one segment. I'm going to bring on Jacob Johnson, Andrew Berger. You know, Berger was talking smack about West Dallas Central the whole time. No, I'm only kidding. I'm not causing any problems. Anyone. He's just smiling at me saying, please don't do that. We'll get to these guys on the other side of the break. Again, we are live at State Fair Park. It's the NARI Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show. Stop by. Opens at 10 o'clock. We are in the middle of aisle 600. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. We have an Allstate Insurance agent with us. Here we're here in West Dallas. Caleb Widmeier and his two boys are here. I want to thank him and the people at his agency for allowing us and being a partner with us doing this show. We're talking youth football, West Dallas Hale youth football. Just got done talking. We're going to bring him back next segment. Evan Rosa, the head football coach at West Dallas Hale. But he was nice enough to bring two players that were through the youth football program in West Dallas as they grew up, Jacob Johnson and Andrew Berger. Andrew, I was only kidding, man. The West Dallas Central boys are like, what's Berger ripping? Yeah. Man, you didn't do that. But you would if I gave you the chance.
Maybe.
That a boy. Hey, Jacob, so you guys started playing tackle football in fifth grade, correct?
Yeah.
And you were part of the West Dallas youth football program. Who did you play for through that?
I played for the Wolverines, and then seventh grade we combined the teams. I went to – you played for the Wolverines or Badgers, but they're together.
Okay. So when I asked you guys, look, you'd like to get back to playing West Dallas Central just because of, you know, the city closes, as your coach said, and it's a rivalry game, you guys would enjoy that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. There'd be some hitting going on that day?
Oh, yeah. Yep, for sure.
Which one of you guys hits harder?
Me.
No, come on now. Come on,
it's
Jacob.
For sure me.
He's one of those little defensive backs. He's hoping boys get the guy in the ground before he has to, right?
Yep.
I don't believe that at all. Andrew Wolpe, so you're an offensive and defensive lineman?
Yes, I am.
What do you like better?
I like defense better, just going out there tackling people and hitting people.
Yeah, you don't mind that?
Nope.
You're going to have to go to high school and go to class. You might as well hit people while you're doing it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
How about your both sides of the ball?
Yeah, I played wide receiver last year. I also played backup quarterback and
man, got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And defensive back?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Defensive back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You trust your safety and you try, right?
Yeah.
You have to do all that stuff because you got to make sure that you guys as a team. And I'll tell you the reason I say that. There's a coach I had on my show that they didn't win a lot of games, and they had a chance to win a game, and he said, look, I'll show you exactly what happened. My defensive back for three quarters and just about the entire fourth quarter except for the last 2 minutes, my safety trusted the cornerback, but he really didn't, and I'll show you how I know. The last 2 minutes, he took two steps over thinking he had to help him, and we got beat by a seam right down. It was a wheel route. Right down the middle, boom, touchdown, we lose the game. So when you guys are breaking down film like that, I'm sure that you're paying attention to all that.
Yeah.
Playing football in fifth grade in the youth football program here in West Dallas, did you go to high school games and go home and think, man, I can't wait to play under the lights kind of stuff?
Yeah, every time we went.
And you know the kids that were playing varsity at that point, right? I mean, those kids to you in fifth grade were like, they might as well have been the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. They were huge compared to us.
Yeah. So understand that when you guys are walking around West Dallas and see these kids that are looking at you right now at that age, when they come and see you play on a Friday night and see you at Pick and Save on Saturday, they're like, Ma, guess who that is? And so whether you realize when you're walking out and you're a role model for kids this age, man, make sure you understand that when they're playing in the youth football program, they want to be you. They go to bed with their jerseys on thinking, man, I can't wait to play at that level. It's gone quick for you, Jacob? Has it gone quick as far as going from youth football to freshman to JV, and you're going to be a senior next year? Has this gone quick?
Yeah, very fast.
Yeah? Surprisingly?
Yeah.
What year were you when you started playing varsity football?
Sophomore.
So, how about you?
I started as a freshman.
Did you really?
Yep.
Man, look at you, boy. Yeah, you were tough enough as a freshman?
Yeah.
Hey, think about it. So you went from playing against eighth grade kids to playing against men. I mean, you were 14 years old going against 18-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I started off on the freshman team, and then I got moved up to JV, and then I started going up and varsity.
Do you remember the first game you suited up for varsity?
Yeah, I actually do. It was, I think it was Brookfield Central game.
The difference in size and speed?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't really get in that game at all.
Even from the
shaking
sideline.
Shaking hands and stuff after the game, they were just
You remember the first
there.
Game you got in?
The first game I got in was...
And I don't care, but do you remember going, oh, man, do I belong at this level?
Oh, yeah, I remember going against all the big linemen stuff, and I was just like, I'm only a freshman.
Was there a time that year where you maybe made a play or two that you thought, okay, I could play here, I belong here?
Yeah, a couple times, yeah.
The amazing part is then sophomore year, everything slowed down, right?
Oh, yeah, well, sophomore year... Third game in, I had a season-ending injury. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I tore my ACL.
And junior year you came back?
Yeah, junior year I came back.
How long did it take you to feel comfortable that thing was fully healed?
About nine months, yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yep.
That's a really long time. Do you remember sophomore year in the beginning? Did you start up on varsity right away?
Yeah, I started the whole season.
Big difference between freshman football.
Yeah, it was a lot faster.
Bigger, faster, and now... You guys, that's slow for you. It's all slowed down, and size-wise, there's no intimidation anymore. Think about those kids that you're playing against that might be freshmen or sophomores. In your conference, there's not a lot of freshmen, sophomores that get to play at that level because the conference is so strong. But think about those kids and how nervous you were back then. The youth football program, James, did it get you ready and prepared to play at the high school level?
Yeah, but now it's a lot. It's allowing you to prepare a lot better because it's junior Huskies or junior Bulldogs, so they're getting in the main plays that you're running at the high school level versus we ran plays that both the high schools ran in. It's more of a system,
which is the way it should be.
I
agree. Do you guys get involved or do you guys go down and watch these young kids play?
We've been at a few practices, and then there's a clinic in the summer that we were participating in.
Spend a little time with those guys. You know what? With those kids at that level, I think it's really important that if the thing ends at 3 o'clock, that you don't run to your car at 3 o'clock because you're going to see your girlfriend or you're going to lunch or whatever. Spend an extra 15, 20 minutes with those kids and come down to their level and just say, hey, boys, I'm going to come watch you guys play. You're going to represent our school. Make sure you're a really good Husky, you know, that kind of stuff, so that one day you get to play the way I'm playing. You get to play in the field I'm playing on. It will mean more to these kids than you can ever imagine, so that they understand they stay with this progression, and when they come watch you play on Friday, they go to their friends. I know him. He's my friend.
Yeah.
He's my buddy. And it's just important that you guys do that. School-wise, you guys take care of your business. You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Both of you?
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
3.7.
3.5.
Oh, man. So, Evan brought a couple smart boys. That's awesome. There's not too many offensive defensive linemen up to a 3.5. Well done.
Oh,
all
yeah.
those pretty boys back there, they like to be the 3.7 guys.
Yep.
You know, that stuff. When you played in youth football, what position? Did they pigeonhole you? Did you play all over the place?
I'm in the fifth grade. I played wide receiver and defensive back. And then after that, it was always defensive back. But then I played quarterback 6th through 8th grade.
Did you miss playing quarterback? I know you're the backup. Did you like to get a couple snaps?
Yeah.
You can throw it a little bit?
Yeah.
Atta boy. I'll talk to your coach. I may have some pull with him now. So do you have a quarterback coming back from last year?
Well, there's three quarterbacks. I'm going to be the senior. There's a junior quarterback and a sophomore quarterback that are pretty good, too.
There you go. There'll be good competition. That's for sure. How about you? Did they move you around a lot, or did you?
No, I was always over the weight limit.
You're a big, strong kid.
Had to play defensive and offensive.
Talk about getting in the weight room. Obviously, that you guys understand the importance of that, right?
Oh yeah.
So the seniors that led this team last year, hopefully they taught you guys how to be good seniors. But the second that year ended for you, the last game, now you got it's your team now, and. You know what? What you want to do is make sure that you leave. Look, you want to come back 15 years from now and go, hey, that's us right there. You see that banner?
Yeah.
We started this thing. How important is it for you to make sure that the juniors, next year sophomores, understand the importance of sweat equity and getting in the weight room?
Well, we always try to push them and encourage them to get in there, and we just encourage them because – we don't want to have any more losing seasons.
No, and you know what? I'll tell you when we get to a break how your side, you can really encourage them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can say, look, get in the weight room, pal.
Yeah.
You know what? Or I know where you live. I'm going to come over and say hello to you and grab you by the back.
Uh-huh.
Now you're getting there. This is my team and you're getting the weight room.
Yeah.
You be that kind of captain if you need to be, right?
Yep.
Hey, the kids you got coming back, a lot of those kids part of that youth program and you guys played with for a long time?
Yeah.
Most of them.
Mm-hmm. You guys get Central this year, is that correct?
Yep.
Yes, we do.
Do you know the date yet?
I think fifth game of the season.
Look at that.
I think he knows.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What? You know those defensive backs and quarterbacks. They want to know when that game is. That's awesome. Boys, thank you very much for stopping by. I really appreciate this. And don't forget, you are such a role model for kids. Look at these kids looking at you. You know, these kids, they're like, I want that jersey.
Oh, yeah.
I want that sweatshirt. So, boys, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. Other side of the break, we're going to get back with Evan Rosa and Caleb Widmeyer, who is the Allstate insurance agent here in West Dallas. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. They should put us a little closer to the men's room. Mm-hmm. Drinking all that water, man. Hey, we are joined back by the head football coach at West Dallas Hale. He's Evan Rosa, and Allstate Insurance agent Caleb Widmeyer. Boy, those are two good ambassadors for your program at school right there.
Yeah, they're awesome kids.
Smart kids.
Good choice, coach.
Really good choice. Smart kids. Understand the importance of taking care of their business in the classroom, and certainly love West Dallas Hale football. If that's what you're starting with, coach, you got a shot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like Berger because he's like, I'll get those kids in the weight room. I got you. Don't
worry
about it.
He tries every single day. That's
for
sure.
I'm an old man. I'm not sure I'd mess with him. The pretty boy I might mess with. You know, Jacob Johnson I might. He could outrun me, but right. I'm not sure Andrew Berger I'd want to mess with. That is for sure. Hey, let's talk some details on your youth football program. The cost to get to be involved and be a part of it, what's the cost to join?
Yeah, so our cost is $120, and you can register through the rec department. We're actually holding a registration date at Nathan Hale in the cafeteria at the end of the month, February. I have to check the date on that.
Yeah, because we're going to want to promote that date.
Yep.
And coach, it's $120 for the season?
Yep, $120 for the season, which is really low.
It's really low.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we'll have to look at because obviously we're trying to be competitive and you know make advancements in the football program, and
yeah.
So that might be something we look at. But the reason for that is like our demographics and you know where we're serving our community. You know, we have 50% of our students in the high school on you know. Have some kind of economic disadvantage, so
yeah.
We want to make sure that they're getting an equitable, you know, opportunity.
Yeah, and I understand that I do, but at 120, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you're not losing money on stuff like that. So, you know, the people in West Dallas right now are mad at me for saying that, but I'm just telling you, $120. What age do you start, and do they, are they playing tackle football all the way through?
What age? They start in fifth grade, okay. And we're actually going to be moving our fifth and sixth grade, I believe, to rookie ball this year.
Smart.
So I think it's a great thing in terms of we have a really good rec program in West Dallas, and we have a lot of kids involved in flag football. And so I think going to rookie ball, it's going to work as a smooth transition between, you know, flag football and then tackle football.
Hey, Caleb, so your sons who are sitting over here behaving really well, by the way.
Thank you.
They really are well-behaved young men. Any fear for you to get kids that age or maybe a little older in tackle football? I like the way we're going with this.
Uh-huh.
And I don't – Evan, I think you guys would both agree that tackle football right now is safer than it's ever been.
Exactly.
Because of all the knowledge that we have. Look, I'm by far the oldest guy sitting here, and we would do 2-a-days at Mesmer, and we'd do Bull in the Ring and Nutcracker, and if you wanted water, take a salt pill. That's where we were back then. And they said, just pick a helmet that fits your head. We don't care the rest of it. Now, everything is, there's so much knowledge is to, you know what, keep the head out of the game, all the concussion stuff. You guys don't hit nearly as much as we did, and probably you're not hitting as much as you did when mm-hmm. you played, and you're not that far removed.
Yeah.
But you as a parent, Caleb, any fear on this?
You know, Mike, it's something that I've talked with my wife and some of my friends that are coaches in the game and parents that have kids around my age. And I think right now with the advancements in technology and also with the proper coaching, I think learning how to tackle properly is a huge thing. You can't be a headhunter like people were back in the day. You have to learn how to tackle properly. And I think if you're learning the basics from the ground up and something that coach is working on, starting with those fifth graders, I think it's definitely something that I would allow my kids to do. I don't have any fear of them playing high school ball and potentially moving on, you know, if they're good enough to play college ball.
And, Evan, you have to know all the rules now, because WI has come down with some rules mm-hmm. on what you can and can't do at practice. You guys don't hit much anymore, right?
No, we don't. You know, there's definitely periods that we will, but, you know, most of the time we're working on, you know, taking the head out of the game.
Yeah.
All our coaches are head up certified and making sure that we teach hawk tackling. We make sure that the coaches look at the Pete Carroll. It's on YouTube. It's really easy to access. And I think a lot of coaches have moved to that.
Yeah. And you know, the coaching staff, the guys over at University School have come out with a program that I'm a big fan of. And they have practice equipment where they have, it's called On the Dot, where they have kind of a bullseye on the shoulder pads, bullseye on the hip pads, mm-hmm. on the pants, and you're going to take this shoulder to hit this bullseye to that bullseye, and that way you're keeping your head out of the game. So there's a lot of different things that people are doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much in terms of the technology and the equipment that is out there now. You know, the tackle rings, the shadow men, like all those things help teach the proper tackling technique and you're not hitting.
Hey, you had talked a little bit about your staff and how everybody is certified and keep the head of the game and all that. You may have your entire staff back next year, which is really unusual.
Yeah,
not only at Hale, but a lot of different places. But feel pretty confident that you've got them all coming back?
Yeah, I feel really confident that the majority of our – I know most of our staff on the varsity level and freshman level have said that they've committed to coming back, which is fantastic. We got to make sure that we keep that going in years to come. And then, you know, junior Huskies, we're always looking for, you know, more coaches.
Right.
That are willing to put in the time and work and
mostly
learn.
Parents.
So we actually just did away with a rule. We used to have a rule where, you know, parents couldn't coach, but now we do have that ability where parents can coach, and I think that's going to help us out too.
Immensely. Yeah, for sure. And how involved are you? And how involved do you want to be with the youth football program? Because some guys kind of have a hands-off, and some guys are right there with them.
Yeah, I want to be very involved with the youth program. It's our feeder program now, where we did away with the, you know, how we did in the past, which I didn't like. And you know, we're trying to get our kids. I mean, you talked about in the last segment, we're trying to get our kids down to their practices because they practice right after we get done. And so I'll have the captains come out and, you know, support them.
Important.
And I think next year we are going to do the same thing and expand on that. At games, they're going to be running the clock. They're going to be running different things. So
yeah, I think and you heard me talk to these guys. Look, your sons, Caleb, are looking at these two guys yep. like they're, you know, Packer players.
Exactly. And they see somebody walking around in a jersey, and they're like, oh, okay.
Right. And so, you know, these kids who, after meeting them, I know that, you know, they take that seriously, mm-hmm. that these are the kids that, you know, are their future of this program, and they want to make sure that they spend a little time with them and teach them what it is to be a West Dallas Hill football player. Handling parent issues, I know you said, man, come on, but we got to talk about this. And Evan, so you know the reason this youth football program, this youth program started was I used to do a Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine show, and they changed their marketing manager, and we had to take 6 months off, and I kept getting calls from people saying, why don't you talk youth sports? I thought, well, I'll do it for 6 months. And I would get calls from people saying, how does the Franklin Youth Football Program do it? How do they have all the money, all the players, all the volunteers? How do they do it? I go, why are you calling me? Call them. Oh, we can't do that. So I had the youth football program in Franklin in the first show. And I asked the lady who ran the volunteers, what keeps you up at night? And she said, I can't find volunteers. We have a buyout program. And people are sending me money. We're flush with money. We don't need the money. 10% of the people do 90% of the work. It's just like church. And so there's a, you know, all of a sudden that luxury ship that people thought never hit a wave, all youth programs hit waves. And so it's important, I think, that we cherry pick what we think are good ideas from youth baseball, from youth basketball, from the dance, all of that, and then manufacture it and make it your own. Because that's what we do as coaches, too. We don't come up with any of that
absolutely.
Stuff. So when it comes to parent issues, do you want them to talk to the coach? Do you want them to move up the chain?
Yeah, it's definitely a chain of command. I think a lot of times with you know, parent issues can be avoided based on communication and making sure that, you know, parents are involved. We want to keep our parents involved in our community and our program. Even at the varsity level, we brought the Gridiron Club back, and we're doing things with parents for fundraising, and the Junior Huskies have the same program. Junior Huskies have monthly meetings, and we talk about fundraising, we talk about, you know, equipment needs, we talk about safety, we talk about a lot of things, so... that's one of the biggest ways that parents can get involved in making sure that they stay in the loop with the football program.
Another guy that's been a big part of a lot of the stuff that I do on the youth side is Tony Rush from Raising the Stakes Fundraising. And if you guys are having a meeting soon about raising money, I would have him come in and talk to you.
Gotcha.
I'm just a big fan of his, and I think he does things for the right reason.
Yep.
He's not trying to make as much money off you as he can, and he works it, man. So Tony Rush with Raising Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development, and as a young coach, I would spend a few minutes with him. He does a leadership program that's really good, so it might be something that you have some interest in. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation right at the end of this thing. How are your boys, Caleb, going to be if I slap a headset on them?
They're going to love it. We talked about it on the way over here. They're very excited.
Yeah? So near the end of this show, I will talk to Caleb's. What are the boys' names again? Owen?
Owen and Simon.
And Simon. Simon's the older?
Nope. Simon's the older.
Owen's the older. Okay, I want to make sure that I get this straight. He's the redhead.
He is.
He is the redhead. And we'll do that on the other side of the break at 10 o'clock, 10 to noon, my high school basketball coaches show. We're talking East Troy basketball. This is a team that I know really well. Played them 3 times in 12 months. We got them twice. But they got us in the big one, so I don't know who's ahead on that thing. But we'll find out. I'm sure that A.J. Vukovic and his boys will let me know who he thinks has gotten the best of each other on that. But that's at 10 o'clock. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking West Dallas high school football and youth football with West Dallas Hill head coach Evan Rosa. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? We are live at State Fair Park. They're about to open the doors for the Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show. We are located right in the middle of aisle 600. So come on over, say hello. If you're coming over, it's going to be a big show. A lot of people are going to be coming out, I think, today and get a chance to walk through State Fair Park and see a bunch of different Nary contractors. I always have fun doing the shows here live, and I get a chance to MC a bunch of stuff after this. I'll be here till 5 o'clock. I'll be walking around. So if anything I can do, any questions you have for me regarding West Dallas Hill football, right now I'm your guy. In fact, I know that February 26th you've got registration.
Absolutely.
In the cafeteria at the high school?
Yep, in the cafeteria at the high school from 7 to 9 p.m.
Hey, so we looked up. It's $125 for the year. And again, I just think that you guys got to look to address that. Maybe it just is so low. And then the $120 volunteer fee. So when you come and register, it's going to cost you $245. But if you put your volunteer time in, you get that money back.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Yep.
Yeah, I can't beat that. You just can't beat it. How many kids right now are in the program? Do you know?
I know that our numbers in fifth and sixth grade are lower than what we want. And at the seventh and eighth grade level, we're right around 20 to 30 kids.
So. Okay.
But fifth and sixth grade, the way we're going to address that is they do field days throughout the elementaries.
Sure.
And we're going to take some players and go to their field day, try to advertise youth sports and specifically football. And
yeah, I'm getting nervous with the numbers everywhere.
Yeah.
There has not been one guy that is sitting where you're sitting who said, man, we're really happy with the numbers we have. You know, kids are starting to look at different options. Parents are starting to look at different options. And I think that gets me a little bit nervous for the future of football.
And that's why we want to do more things with our kids that we have in high school to, sell the program and talk about football and why it's so important. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, Caleb, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at your agency in West Dallas. He's Caleb Windmeyer. He's the Allstate insurance agent here in West Dallas. Again, 3008 South 108th Street in West Dallas. Phone number is 414-546-4550. 546-4550. What made you come to West Dallas?
You know, I worked with Allstate in a different position before this, and I had worked with the previous owner of this agency on a couple of projects, and he was looking to retire, and I was looking to make a change, and I just love the area. I love being able to help people make sure that they are properly covered on their insurances, whether it's home, auto, life, and anything in between.
Yeah. How many people in your agency?
Right now we have, there's five of us.
Good for you. Yeah. So, that's awesome. And he covers the West Dallas area and, again, looking to get more involved with the community. So it's important for you to meet guys like Evan and he's a West. You're hanging out with a West Dallas guy.
I like it.
So I think
like
that's important for you as well, Evan. When the team you have coming back on the varsity level, we had talked about it. You said, "Look, we got some pieces coming back."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a couple really good offensive defensive linemen in Andrew Berger and Brady Mako. Brady's wrestling right now at West Dallas Central for regionals, and then Easton Shear is our safety. He broke the school record for tackles in a season and in a game. So looking for big things out of him, and we do have a lot of good pieces with our defensive. Defensive backs, I think, is going to be our strength this year.
Jacob Johnson kid wanted me to figure out who. Like, do you have an idea who's going to start at quarterback yet?
right now, it is a competition.
Yeah,
we have three kids in the program, and they all possess unique skills. So
Jacob was telling me he thought pretty girls like quarterbacks more, and that's why maybe he should be. He never said any of that stuff. And look, he knows he's in a competition, but he. he's going to get a fair shot. Huh? Does he throw it a little bit? He can spin it.
Yeah. I think JJ's ability is his biggest strength is his running ability. And the other two quarterbacks, they possess those kind of skill set I'm looking for. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Somebody, and you don't have to give away any of your secrets. Are you a run first guy? Do you want to spread the field and throw? What do you think?
Yeah, we're looking to pound the rock next year.
You as an offensive lineman, you know who's happy about that? Burgers, man, if he can run block all day long, he's happy, man.
Yeah, so we're definitely looking to change our offense, and it's going to support our youth sports as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And in your conference, if you can keep everybody healthy and run the ball, and you can shorten the game a little bit.
Yep, absolutely.
That's important. That conference is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, it really is. Brookville East winning state last year was – there's always good football everywhere, but that conference, there seems to be plenty of that for sure. Numbers in your high school program, strong? Are you happy where those are at?
We had a good freshman class last year with the good numbers. Right around 40 kids, and we're trying to recruit the hallways and make sure that we're getting the kids out for football. It's that the numbers aren't where we want to be, but they've definitely improved over the past
couple
of years.
I think kids have to understand if they haven't played football before,
mm-hmm.
And they want to give it a shot.
Yeah,
come on. You'd prefer if the kids had played before so they got an idea on how to put their shoulder pads on. But if they don't, you still would say, hey, come in and be part of what we're doing. It's a fun thing to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, JJ knew exactly when which game of the year the Central was at. Berger had no clue. Berger's like, I don't know. They're on it. It doesn't matter to me. It's just another guy I'm going to be able to hit.
Right.
But you know what?
It's my kind of mindset.
The pretty boy over there, he knew exactly when that was. Hey guys, I can't thank you enough. I'm gonna cut you guys loose because I'm gonna spend the last 2 minutes of the show talking to these two young kids, West Dallas kids. We're gonna talk to make sure that they're gonna play West Dallas Hail football. That's for sure. Caleb Windmeyer, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure, Mike.
Your partnership. Thank you so much for getting involved. Because, again, if you guys don't get involved, I can't do this stuff. And for us to be able to highlight, promote this program and those kids,
it
can't
Makes
beat
it worth it.
He is Caleb Windmeyer. He is the Allstate Insurance agent in West Dallas. If you're in that area or anywhere around that area, you want to talk to him about any of your insurance needs, financial needs as well, Caleb Windmeyer would be your guy. Evan Rosen, not so bad, right? This one okay?
Yeah.
You said, man, I don't know if I want to do it, Look, you know what, young man, you did good. And West Dallas Hail football, they're in good hands. They are in good hands, kind of like the Allstate Insurance agent. And Coach Joe Cook says hello, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
It's good to see you guys.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mike.
You bet. Let me turn those off. Hey, we're going to be joined two young men, Owen Windmeyer and Simon Windmeyer. And, usually kids at this age are like, well, no, I don't want to do this. These boys are, no, I'm okay. You talk to me about anything you want, talk to me about. And these are Caleb Windmeyer's sons. And Owen is the older one. And Simon is the younger one. So I'll start with Owen because he's the older one. Owen, thanks for coming on. What grade are you in?
Second.
Second grade. How is school going?
Good.
Yeah, you like school? Excellent. You like sports as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite sport?
Football.
You see those guys right there? Those are big-time football players over at West Dallas Hail. So when you go out and watch them play on Friday nights, look at watch number 52. He's going to be the one who's hitting all the guys. The other guy, what number? Number 3? He's going to be the one hoping that the 52 guy hits all the guys. That's how that works. Hey, Simon, how old are you?
6.
You're 6? What grade are you in?
First.
Yeah?
No, kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Are you playing sports yet? You play anything?
I like to play football.
You do? That's your favorite? Hey, when you and your older brother, when you guys go at it, who wins? Who's tougher?
Probably him.
Is he? Really? The younger one is? You're faster, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who does better in school? You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, no. Do you like soccer, too? Are you a soccer guy? No, basketball?
Yeah.
Basketball?
Kind of.
I was a big basketball coach. See that team over there? Do you see the kid in the black shoes? AJ, wave. See him right there? Wave.
Yeah.
See that kid? You know what? He's going to be a Major League Baseball player. That's how good he is. He's a basketball player right now at East Troy, but he was picked. He was in the high school baseball all-star home run derby. So last year, he's a kid that plays at East Troy. He's got a baseball scholarship to play at Louisville. And you know what? When he comes to talk to me, you know what he's going to say? He started playing baseball and football and basketball when he was your age. And then it took him a while, and then he selected which one was his favorite. But he still plays basketball and still plays football.
What is his favorite?
I think right now it's basketball because it's in the basketball season. But during baseball, he'd probably be baseball. But that's where his future is in baseball. That's for sure. Hey, so your favorite teacher, what's that teacher's name? Do you know? Any
Mrs.
of them.
Mintz.
Really? Yeah? Good. You never get yelled at school? Every once in a while. How about you?
Mrs. Enders.
Do you get yelled at sometimes? Yeah, that's okay. I know your dad's right here, but every once in a while that happens. I did a lot when I was a kid. My mom listens to the show, and she's shaking her head right now because, yeah, the nuns yelled at me at St. Peter and Paul a lot. Boys, okay. It's nice to meet you. Thank you so much. Be nice to your dad. Be nice to your teachers. That's Owen and Simon Windmeyer. Guys, okay. We're going to get to a break. Hold that microphone. Just keep it on. Other side of the break, we're going to talk East Troy basketball. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.